Jane Boyle. I'm the Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation in BC.
Okay, and you just assumed the role of Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. So what are your immediate priorities as you settle into this new position?
A big part of my work that's really shared across this whole government is making sure that we're delivering meaningful changes for people and communities across the province. And so part of this trip up to the north this week has been about meeting with and hearing from First Nations communities and communities across the region about what that looks like, to be working together to make tangible improvements that make life better and more affordable for people in every part of this province.
And how do you see your role in fostering stronger relationships between the provincial government and Indigenous communities, particularly those in the north?
Having these face-to-face conversations and meeting in community is, I think, a really critical part of that. Partnerships with First Nations are the way that we will strengthen our economy across BC, particularly in the face of the tariff threats that we are grappling with. And so to have the opportunity to be meeting in-home communities and hearing from people about the work that's being done and the work that we have ahead together in terms of economic development as well as in terms of addressing affordable housing and access to health care, these are important priorities for our government, and they are the things that I'm hearing from in communities that are important to people across the north and, of course, across the whole province. So there's a lot of shared priorities and shared values that I'm hearing on the ground in communities here, and I look forward to taking those stories back to Victoria to share with colleagues as we continue that work.
Given that many First Nation communities rely on natural resources, what strategies can be implemented to ensure their interests are protected in the face of international trade dispute?
It's a really good question. So First Nations voices have been at the table as we as a government are responding to the tariff threats. The BC First Nations Leadership Council are part of the BC Trade and Economic Security Task Force with Premier Eby and ministers and a variety of business and union representatives. So we're making sure that at the leadership level, those voices are a key part of the conversations and strategies that we're forming as a province. And then also at the community level. So in our trip in the north here, we're hearing from communities on the ground about the impacts that they're facing and what it looks like to move good projects forward in partnership with nations and to see real tangible benefits for nations. And there are a lot of good examples on that front where in partnership between industry and a nation, we can see good benefits for everyone in the region. The wind power projects that came out of BC Hydro's recent call for power are a great example, I think, and there's a lot more work that we can do on that front to strengthen the BC economy and to improve life for First Nations and communities across BC.
Great. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to share or add at all today?
Just to say that had such an incredible welcome from all of the communities that we visited, Kitsilif and Kitsimkalem, and then Dease Lake and Telegraph Creek and Iskut as well. Incredible conversations, really warm, welcoming communities, and a lot of good conversations about what's working well and the work that we have to do together ahead. And I have been so grateful for the generosity and welcome of communities that we've experienced while we've been here, and I can't wait to come back.